Delivery Principles, your source for our software delivery principles at Worldwide Technology. Delivery principle number 7, design and sustainment.
Delivery principle number 7 is about the technical decisions that we make during the project. It says, continuous consideration of the customer's maintenance and support constraints post-delivery is essential for making good technical decisions during delivery. This differs a bit from the original Agile principle, which states, continuous attention to technical excellence and good design enhances agility. While we're definitely interested in technical excellence and good design, we're not writing the software for ourselves in almost every case. We're writing it for our customer, and we need to keep them in mind as we're creating the software. We've always had a very heavy focus on the maintainability of the application when it comes to the code. But that extends to all sorts of technical decisions that we make about the platform, about the tools, about the way that we construct the application and its architecture. We've got to keep our customers' situation and considerations in mind when we put software together for them. Otherwise, we might be handing them something that they can't reasonably maintain. We should therefore be thinking not just about the code, but about what goes all around it. So how do we do this? Well, first, we need to make sure that the team has an accurate shared understanding of the customer's maintenance and support constraints. We need to ask them. We need to understand what's going on in their environment and what's going to make things easier and more difficult for them to support in the future. This also means that we need to validate with our customer that what we're building and how we're building it will meet those maintenance and support constraints. We need to constantly be in communication with them about the technical side of what we're doing and how we're building the application. It's important that the customer has a say about these kinds of decisions that we're making and really understands what goes behind them. And finally, we need to make sure that all critical aspects of maintenance and supportability are being considered by the team regularly. These are things such as security. Are we constantly looking at what the security situation is? How do we know that we're writing code that's not susceptible to vulnerabilities? Testing. Is the customer going to be able to test the code in an ongoing way? Do we have automated tests they can run against it to verify that it's still working? Performance. Are we making sure that the application is performing in the way that the customer expects? Are we handling peak load? Do we understand what those constraints are? Development. Are we writing the code in such a way that it can be maintained and understood by someone other than ourselves? Are we writing it so it can be easily enhanced? Are we making sure that we don't have lots of duplication that we're reusing where we can? Design. Have we created a design that can be extended by our customer in the future? Do they understand the concepts behind it? Have they been given a guide around it so that they know what to do in the future? Deployment. Are we deploying to an environment in such a way that it can be repeatable? Have we automated the aspects that need to be? And finally, just the platform and infrastructure. Are we using the kind of platform that our customer can support? And does what we created fit well into their current technical infrastructure? There's other items that have to be considered, but these are some of the primary ones that we've seen that we've had trouble with in the past if we forget to ask or don't consider our customer. It's important to know where they stand and know that what we're giving them is going to provide not only value in the application and its features, but in how they support it and maintain it in the future. Thanks.